This is ContactTalkRadio.com, consciousness in action, and you are taking action into your consciousness by tuning into Contact Talk Radio.
And on TuneIn.com, Hing.fm, and UpSnap Mobile.
Contact Talk Radio.
Welcome to Ask Sarah with Sarah Wiseman, where you'll learn to awaken your divine intuition and open your human heart. Sit back, relax, and get ready to laugh and learn. Here's Sarah.
Shine on by, don't you know I'm a new soul? Slide on by, don't you know I get lonely?
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Ask Sarah with Sarah Wiseman. Today we're finishing up March 2020 in the middle of the COVID virus and looking toward, you know, what's going to be happening later, what's going to be happening as we move through this. Now, obviously, we're not through it yet, but there will come a time that we make our way. And so part of what our job is as the intuitives, the sensitives, the seekers, the empaths, the healers, which is all of you guys listening, part of our job is to support on a spiritual level, the situation, the energetic and the spiritual situation we find ourselves in. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. Now, today is Free Readings Tuesday. Looks like the lines might be full right now, but you can wait a little while and then the lines will open up. So write this number down for when you're ready to call in. Free Readings Tuesday. It's 844-390-8255. 844-390-8255. And again, they're full just at the moment, but they'll be open in a little while. So just listen along to the show. And then when we take a break, call in. Today's show is called, Is There a New Law of Attraction Beyond the Secret? Learn the New Law of Manifesting and How to Use It. Now, obviously, we're going to be talking about the world situation too, but I like to just keep on track with what I had planned for before, because this is such an important topic. We'll talk more about this and we'll talk about how it relates to what we're going through now. But here's the thing. Law of attraction, old law of attraction says you manifest what you want. You co-create it. And in the purest form, law of attraction is correct. However, what usually happens, because we're human and because we think we want all this stuff in our lives, we sort of use the law of attraction in not the pure way, but we tend to use it in kind of a corrupted way, or a way that is not in our best interest, or it's not moving us toward our highest possibility. Now, of course, we think it's our highest possibility. You know, I want to be successful, I want to be rich, I want to have this, I want to have that. We think, that's the dream life, right? But highest possibility is really about our expansion as humans and getting to these core qualities of being able to relax, being able to live without fear, being able to live without anger, and just sort of opening up to what's happening right in front of you. A few of you have heard me talk about this white egret that I've been seeing quite a bit lately. Since my birthday at end of January, I've seen this great white heron, which is very unusual for this area. And just yesterday, walked out the backyard, looked up, and there in the trees, there's a big crow's nest at the neighbor's. And there, right by the crow's nest, was, if not the same, yet another great white egret or great white heron. These are massive birds. And so just stood and watched. And the bird finally, you know, you just wait and wait and wait. And then the bird opened its wings in that particular super graceful wing structure that they have and flew right over the house. And I'm just taking this as message from spirit, right? I'm taking this as message from source. It's unusual to see this kind of bird. It's unusual to see it often, and it's very, very unusual to have it just be in a big tree right over our house. And the thing is, you know, maybe you're not seeing a heron, maybe you're seeing a cardinal or a bluebird or an eagle or a hawk or whatever kind of bird is around your natural area. Maybe you're seeing a different kind of animal totem. Maybe you're noticing the way that the natural world is beginning to step forward a little bit more into wherever we're living. Coyotes are being spotted in more places as our slowdown, our great slowdown, makes room for some of these species. And just notice what you're noticing, even if you think, oh, I'll never see an animal, but you probably will. You have to move slowly and pay attention. And just notice if this animal has totem significance for you. The universe uses all ways to communicate with us. And this includes animal world. So this idea of law of attraction, paying attention to what's happening. And here is the key. We don't attract to us. We are attracted to. So all this manifesting that we think we're doing, it's really not doing anything. What is really happening is the universe pulls us towards or attracts us to or magnetizes us to our highest possibility. And I'm calling this now law of flow. I've talked about it a little bit before. Law of attraction done in the corrupted way or the halfway manner or the not highest potentiality just says I create and the universe is my, you know, wish list. I send a wish list to the universe and the universe provides this. Where we are now is something different. Law of flow says I am attracted to where the universe is guiding me. The universe attracts me to my highest potentiality. And this is why instead of pushing, we are allowing ourselves to be pulled. So now is this incredibly great time to take a look at where you are being pulled, where the universe is asking you to look and to notice and to pay attention. Because this particular shutdown system, it's really acting as an individual retreat for each of us. We have been forced to stop. And this is so that we can have those moments in the backyard or wherever you are and notice these signs that are showing up and notice how our heart feels and notice what we really want. And one of the things we're being asked to do is, why aren't you living how you really want to live? If you really wanted to live in a different area, why don't you move there later? If you really wanted to do this particular work, why don't you step into that now or later? If you really don't like your relationship, a lot of people are getting that wake-up call pretty easily. You know, this idea, life is precious. We're here to be in joy and to fulfill our destinies. The universe is always pulling you, always attracting you to your highest possibility, your destiny. All right, before we go to the phones, wanted to remind everybody, we've got the Past Life Project starting in April. It's just $15. And a lot of people are doing the Anxiety Project, which is a project you can do at any time, also just $15. Go to the website, sarahweisman.com. Go to courses. You'll see those there. And then, you know, we are signing up. I wasn't going to mention this quite yet, but I see people are starting to sign up. So Summer Session Intuition University, which I teach directly, Registration for that is open if you're looking ahead to June and are like, yeah, I for sure want to do that. People are starting to sign up, so that is that's active right now for you if you'd like that. Alrighty, let us go to the phones, and I believe we have Alexis calling from Ontario. Welcome to the program. Are you there?
Hello.
Is this Alexis?
Yes, it is. Yes.
Hi. Hello. This is Sarah. What can I help you with?
Hi, Sarah. I'm just wondering if there is any word for me from the other side. I've been feeling very open and very strongly picking up on something, but I just need clarity.
Mm-hmm. So my work is not really as a medium. That's not really my specialty, but I have been connecting to, and if you could not have any background noise, that would be great. It sounds really crunchy. This is a crunching sound. What I have been sensing is on the global scale, the great soul release of the people who are departing now. And that is really a phenomenal experience to sort of see those departed kind of streaming up from Earth and understanding that souls have different reasons for leaving right now. And it's a very interesting time. Who are you looking for in particular that's departed, that, or what are you receiving?
Well, I very often get messages from my son, mm-hmm. and he can speak pretty clearly, and he's very present. I'm just wondering if I'm on the right path or if there is something else I should be looking at instead.
Well, so again, sometimes I get specific people, but I'm more of a channel than a medium, but you know, a departed is not the same as a guide. So even if your son is giving you great comfort or great advice, it's really important to also have a guide that you're working with. Are you doing that also?
I have been trying to tap into my own guides. Yes. We do have someone in our life who I refer to as our family spirit guide. She is a medium that has a very strong connection with him. Mm-hmm. We haven't been able to visit with her for obvious reasons lately, and I just happened to come across this opportunity with you, and I mm-hmm. felt compelled to try and reach out to you.
So I think I might see things a little differently than you do. And so let me just kind of share how it is for me. So departed aren't guides because they're closer to the human vibration. And a human, even if they're a good counsel, you know, like this person you know, they aren't really suitable as guides either because they're human. The guidance that I'm speaking of is like the guides and the angels that are in the etheric realm. And it feels like that's where you're being asked to connect to instead of to the departed or to a human guide. It feels like now is a time to go really deep into our direct connection with source at the highest level. And that's where I would suggest you go. I would kind of give a rest to connecting with your son, or give a rest working with the departed, and turn your attention to this other level of communication of guides and angels. I think that will really broaden your view a lot about who's in the universe and how they all interact and overlap. So I would suggest that would be the approach to take.
That makes sense to me. That absolutely does make sense.
Yeah. You know, my father's departed, and he's been a really great support, but even though he's great, he still can't answer the questions that my guides can answer for me because he's in a different dimension. It's like departed can support us like they did when they were here, but they also have limited view like we do. So it's good to go to the higher, the head honchos or the honchoettes, you know, that are in the higher realms. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. I think that will be much more comforting and more opening for you and kind of give you different perspectives. So I have lots of courses. One of them for people listening, it's called Be a Divine Conduit. And that is probably the course to reach your guides and angels that I'd suggest. And they're all just $15. So anyway, Alexis, thank you so much thank you for calling into the show. I appreciate it and wish you well. Yeah.
Thank you so much. I do appreciate it.
And yes, you're welcome. Yeah, very good. Thank you. Yeah, Alexis brings up a lot of interesting points, you know, especially if our loss is new or it's been really difficult. We want to go back and connect to the departed. But really, the healing takes place and the understanding, which leads to more healing, takes place when you start connecting to our, you know, spiritual advisors in the etheric realm. I call the guides and angels. And these are not imaginary. They're not archetypal. They're not symbolic. They're true beings. They're true beings that live on a different plane, and then we can connect with them and they can connect with us. Let us see if we can go to the phones. I think we have Deborah calling from Charlotte. Deborah, welcome to the program. Okay, Sarah, welcome to the show. Are you there?
Hi.
Hi, thank you. This is Sarah also. I always think it's so funny when there's another Sarah. It's not the most common name, but it's not uncommon either. What can I help you out with today?
I'm calling because I called you guys once a long time ago and you were dead on. but right now in my life, I feel like the universe is like, I'm in the wrong place. I'm not where I should be. And I'm very, I don't know what to do about it. I'm surrounded by death or the possibility of people and pets, and it's just awful. I don't know. I feel like I'm just going nowhere. This is like a dead end for me. And I pray to Michael, and I feel like I'm just getting nowhere. So I'm wondering if there's something you could see.
Yeah, where are you located right now?
I moved from Illinois to Wisconsin, so.
Mm-hmm. And is the death from the virus? Is that what you're experiencing?
No.
Okay.
No, there's a, yeah, so, do you want to know?
A little bit, sure. I just wanted to see if it was the virus. That would be a little bit different than if it's you're taking care of people or what's been happening.
Yeah. I'm taking care of my mother, and my brother's in heart failure, and a pet, two pets actually that I've had for 30 years are sick, and there's no vets in my area that I moved to that specialize in these pets. And I just can't handle this anymore. It's just too much. But my mom has dementia, so it's like I'm taking this whole thing on myself. I have no help with anything.
Yeah.
I wish I hadn't moved here.
Yeah. So let's see. I'm just going to speak frankly. A lot of people are deciding to transition right now. They're either their suffering has been so much they just And it could be physical, but it also could be just worry and anxiety, mental anguish that people have, or depression, and they're just deciding they're going to go. And so I'm tending to see that you won't be in this situation for very long. And you're not going to pass, but I would suspect that you will be in a completely different scenario in a couple, you know, by the end of the year, or maybe even sooner. So I think a lot of people are in situations where the person they're caretaking is really frail, and those, you know, it can't go on forever. At a certain point, the person will decide they're going to transition. So understanding that. And the other thing too is when pets transition, it's always about, they take you through a passage of your life. They take you through a cycle. And so when pets transition, it's always showing the end of the cycle that they were accompanying you on. And so it feels like there's a lot of movement and a lot of change ahead for you. A great grieving, perhaps, but also a great relief of this untenable burden right now. And it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay to go to the next step. What would you, if your mother were to pass, what would you do? Where would you want to go?
I don't know.
What's that?
I have no, after my brother and mother go, and I won't have anywhere to go. I don't know where I'm going to live. I won't have family. I have relatives, but we don't speak. So I'll be completely alone.
Mm-hmm. So, and I'm not trying to be,
I don't want to live here.
Let's see. Yeah, exactly. I would just begin to ask, instead of, because part of our journey right now is to keep fear away and to kind of go with what's, I mean, you can't control what's happening. You can't change what's happening. And to allow yourself to be led by the universe to where the next place is, and to not approach it from fear and grieving. I mean, there will be grieving, but to not approach it. I know this is really hard, but when we look at ourselves as souls that keep having lifetime after lifetime after lifetime, which is what I believe, it's like this is just part of the cycle of how things are. And to understand that you're going to go through whatever you need to go through, and you're going to be okay on the other side of it, even if that doesn't seem possible now. What level of breaks are you able to take from caretaking in a day? What kind of break can you give yourself?
I just sit in the room, and it's not even that. It's like I'm taking care of, like I said, my mother, and I'm trying to keep my pet alive. So the pet is in my room, the parrot. Now I think my other parrot is sick. And if I lived in Illinois, there would be plenty of veterinarians around I could have brought them to. But here, they don't know nothing. I've brought them. So basically,
yeah.
I just sit in my room. That's all I do.
And when you're in your room, do you meditate? Do you pray? Or are you more like watching movies and...
I just pretty much watch TV. I do this prayer once a week to Michael. I pray daily at one point, but I find myself getting angry.
Yeah, so this is the time to turn off the TV. At least, you know, you can watch it at night, but it's time to sit and be in retreat and pray and meditate, and that needs to be the main focus of your available time. It's like you're being called and called and called to return to this, and that is what's going to save you. That's what's going to help you. But if you're just turning on the TV, or not just It could be screen time or, you know, scrolling through the news. It's like we're being asked to connect with source right now. And that's what you're being called to do. Okay, I'm gonna let you go. We need to take a break for the show, but just okay. Trust that if you connect
well,
if you connect with Source, things will shift, even if it seems impossible now. Thank you. Thanks for calling.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah, yeah. You have been listening to Ask Sarah with Sarah Wiseman. We're gonna go on a quick break, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Are you a seeker on the path of soul growth? Did you know that Sarah Wiseman's new book, Messages from the Divine, Wisdom for the Seeker's Soul, comes with the free Seeker's Guide? This 11-week online course helps you dive deep into the teachings of Sarah's new book, and it's Sarah's gift to you. Get Messages from the Divine and your free Seeker's Guide now at sarahwiseman.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to Ask Sarah with Sarah Wiseman. You know, sometimes I feel like I'm saying things too plainly, talking about people transitioning and talking about souls leaving, but that is what's happening right now. A lot of souls are deciding to go. A lot of people that are very unhappy are deciding to take this as a way to leave. A lot of people who know that they can't get any further in this lifetime are deciding to go. Now, when I say a lot of people, that doesn't mean you or your family. Most of us, in fact, almost all of us, are going to remain here. We're not going to leave. And even as we are, you know, sort of flattening this curve, most of us are going to be here, and we're going to come out of this scenario wiser and more tender and more patient and more aware of the meaning of our lives, and that we're here to do great things in this lifetime. And so as we come out, which we're not going to come out yet, but in a few weeks we will turn the corner. And we will begin to see, you know, a light at the end of the tunnel, and we will hurriedly get to this stage of rebuilding, right? But it's important that we don't forget what we've been learning right today in this, what is this personal retreat we're being asked to take. The caller who was doing the caretaking, very, very difficult task, very, very difficult to realize. You don't have any control over anything. You don't have control over mortality of yourself or anyone. And yet, this is the same fact today, to realize it today, as it was last year. Last year, you were in the same situation. You had no control over your own mortality, and you had no control over anyone else's mortality. And so what the universe is doing is bringing this to our attention, that people do transition. We all are going to die whenever our time is. And starting to look at this really shifts you out of all the distractions. The caller mentioned watching TV. Lots of us, you know, these jokes, oh, I'm binging Netflix, whatever. Yeah, it's not really the way to spend a life. Watching all that screen time, right? So or all the distractions we had before, maybe we go out or we go out to eat or we do this and that. And again, like all of these distractions, we were moving without ever stopping to reflect. And now here we are in forced personal retreat. And the universe is saying, connect, have direct connection with source. Now is the time to do this. When this is over, we will be all so busy again. Use this time to get some direction about your life and to become infused with this very clear connection so that you can always be guided by the universe going forward. Alrighty, I guess this caller is named Sarah, so welcome to the program.
Hi, Sarah. Thank you for having me.
Sure. What can I help you out with today?
So pretty much my entire life, I have felt just that there is something bigger waiting for me or that I'm supposed to be doing, or there's just kind of been this underlying feeling that there's something greater, but I can't seem to get there. I do a lot of reading. I've actually done a couple of your courses, and I'm a seeker. I am looking for something, but I can't seem to find it. And I'm just wondering what you can help me with, or how you can help me with that. Or...
Well, what do you have the sense of this calling? Like, what do you have the sense that it is? When you, if you were to, you know, that idea, like if you could be doing anything, what would that be, do you think?
You know, I'm not really sure. I feel like I'm supposed to be doing something bigger. I'm supposed to be doing something important. And I've had a lot of people just tell me that, you know, that's my ego. And maybe it is, but... it doesn't feel that way. It feels like there's something bigger that has been waiting for me my whole life. And I'm in my mid-30s at this point, and I'm just wondering, like, am I doing something wrong that I haven't been able to accomplish this? Or am I just having, like, these grandiose ideas about what my life is supposed to look like?
Mm-hmm. Well, so, good. Your mid-30s is just a... Now I know, like, oh, I'm an influencer. I have all these followings in, you know, the 30s or whatever. So that's not what this is about. Those folks who are doing that kind of stuff really young, like 20s and 30s, they're sort of anomalies. It's not most of us, and it's their particular path. But mostly around that early 40s is when you have that first stepping into your true calling. So it may be you're just a little tiny bit early, like you're seeing what's going to be happening, but you're not quite there yet. I don't really think it's ego. I think people that know that they're being pulled into a destiny, they just know it. They just know it. So I would kind of let that go. But the other thing is, what do you think is important? Like, what would a big thing, big and important, what would that look like to you right now? How would you describe that?
I think there's always been this underlying sense of helping people in a big way. And mm-hmm. I've never really been able to get clear about that. I've done all kinds of different courses and, you know, and I went through college and I did all these things, you know, I have continued to on my path of seeking, kind of waiting for the, you know, the one thing that hits home that makes me go, oh yeah, that's what I'm supposed to be doing. And I've never really found that, but there is just this underlying sense of I'm supposed to be helping people.
Mm-hmm. Do you mean helping people spiritually, helping people, financially, helping people health-wise? What's the area that you're most pulled to?
For a long time, I thought it was with health. I had a lot of health stuff growing up, and so I thought that my path was, you know, with eating and eating, or, you know, disorder eating, or mm-hmm. I spent a lot of my 20s and early 30s really focused on that, but it never really came to fruition. And so in these last couple years, it's really kind of morphed into feeling like I'm supposed to be helping people in a more spiritual way.
Yeah, I think so too. So you can just like let the eating disorder path, even if you have training, it feels like that is like complete for you. That can be done. The bigger umbrella around, you know, I know that there's lots of complexities, but one of the pieces around, say, the way we eat is, you know, we don't have self-love. So it feels like you've gone from like the smaller piece of the specifics about eating disorder and those types of things to the bigger question, which is, how do we get to self-love? How do we love ourselves and know that we're enough? And that's a gigantic spiritual question. You know, it's about understanding that we're not separate from the universe at all. When we think we're less than, we're believing in separation, which isn't true. So it feels like if you kept seeking that question, to self-love, like what does that look like, that would lead you toward the spiritual aspect of whatever you're going to be teaching or offering to people. The other thing is, sometimes we just have to step in. Like sometimes we just have to start working with people in order to know who's gonna attract to us, and that might be something to think about. Like if you don't have your shingle out, nobody can find you. And if the minute you put your shingle out, whether it's by distance or in person, the universe can start sending you all these people that you think are going to be clients but are really teachers to you, and they will hone your vision of what you're supposed to offer. Does that make sense to you?
It does. It does make sense to me. And I think that's where I'm struggling, is really kind of letting myself be out there. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I mean, we live in such a world where, you know, everybody has an opinion about anything that anybody does, and that's very scary for me. So it is something that I'm working on, and just kind of overcoming my fear of rejection or reaction.
Yeah. Well, that's the universe is going to attract people to you that you're meant to work with. So the people that aren't going to be attracted to your work, it's almost like you're going to be invisible to them. You're only going to be seeing people that find you, and the universe will set that up. It's okay. It's not like you just put your sign up and then all the haters come. It's like you put your sign up and nobody can see it except for the people that are supposed to find you. It's really interesting that way.
Okay.
And there are some haters, and so I get yucky people from time to time on, you know, responses, emails, whatever. And mostly I just don't respond, or I just feel like, oh, those people just like, they don't understand. And it's so sad. So I have a lot of compassion for anybody that is attacking, like they just don't understand. And I'm probably not their teacher, but I do wish that they would have the joy of understanding. So yeah, you don't need to live in fear of other people like that. You'll be protected. Anyway, I'm going to go to the other caller just because they've been waiting for a little bit, but good luck to you. And yeah, just think about stepping in and treat it like, you know, an exciting adventure instead of like, oh, I'm going to make a mistake. You know, you're not going to make a mistake. It's going to be, you'll just step in, and then the universe will kind of nudge and position you better and better the more you continue. So, yeah. Alrighty.
All right.
So
well,
we're
thank
gonna
you
say,
so much.
Yep. Thank you. Yeah. You know, this time frame for this for this caller, Sarah, and for all of us. We're, you know, if we have these gifts, we're being asked to step in. I'm going to read a little bit from the channeling that I have done to yesterday, I think. I'm just going to read this little part. I'll read a little more in it after our caller. But you who are light workers are asked to be heroic now, just as those who are serving in medical fields and supplying the food chains and keeping society going are being heroic now. You are asked to work from where you are. You are asked to work with the spiritual energy of what is at hand instead of the earth energy. Earth energy allows you to survive, but spiritual energy allows you to change. How can you do this? Forget about you, lowercase, and consider you, uppercase, all of us. Forget about fear and consider infinity. Forget about how you are limited and look at how this time, this retreat, this stepping away invites you to change. I think we have Fabienne on the line. Fabienne, are you there? Fabienne?
Yes. Hi, Sarah. It is Fabienne.
Hi.
How are you?
Very good. Thank you. Thank you for calling. What can I help you with today?
Yes, I was calling you because I need to get more clarity where I want to go. I did have a personal, you know, growth path, and I make a big milestone in my life. I helped my family, I helped my friends around and relatives, and I know that I have, you know, a bigger gift, you know, to give to other people too. But I need more clarity where I should go, because I'm an artist, I paint, but I have also, you know, like burning desire to be on stage and do other things, and maybe energy healing too. And I don't know where to start. I really want to manifest something in 2020, but I'm very confused. Mm-hmm. Where should I focus on?
Where are you living right now?
I'm sorry?
Where? What part of the world are you living in right now?
I live in New Jersey.
Oh, you do? Okay. I didn't catch that before. It feels a little bit like you are kind of ahead of your time, and so the creative expression you do now is not going to be understood by everyone, which is depressing to be the artist, but it's a really important gift to the world. So I would just go with the idea that not everybody's going to understand what you're doing, but it's important to just do it anyway. You know, like you're like one of those early visionaries who are seeing with a different view. And so that's going to inspire people. But I wouldn't worry about being, you know, super famous, or I would let all that go and instead just concentrate on your own creative expression and exploring that. I think that will help you. It does feel like, where have you thought of moving to? It does feel like you are needing to move physically pretty soon.
Yes, I did move 14 years ago. Yes. I was from France, but I moved there, and it really helped me to, you know, to be more creative, I guess, in a certain way. But then I got stuck again.
Yeah, I think you might be facing a physical move, in the fall or winter. So just watch for signs, and it doesn't mean you need to move away from everyone you know. Maybe some of them will go with you. But it feels like you, there's some transition, there's some physical transition that's going to happen, which will be really useful. But the bigger picture is start letting go of dreams of like fame and so forth, and just concentrate on your work. That's really the more important piece, is just doing your creative work. If you just really do it, and just really challenge yourself. You know how you can do creative things that are easy And then you can like try harder with bigger things, do the bigger things, and let that be what that will begin the change to not feeling stuck if you go into that, and then also have the idea that you're going to be moving over time, not quite right away, but end of the year. So this year is almost like a year of getting you started to deepen your creative process. That's what this year is about. And think of all the themes going on in the world that you could be exploring in your art. It's a phenomenal time to be an artist expressing what is happening in the world. Okay. Fabienne, I'm going to let you go. We're going to actually take one more super fast break. You've been listening to Ask Sarah with Sarah Wiseman, and we'll be back with some channeling on what's been going on in the world. We'll be back in just a moment.
Ready to learn the secrets of spiritual intuition? Did you know that Sarah Wiseman offers over 20 courses in psychic development, soul growth, karma, healing, past lives, and more? And that they're all sliding scale, pay what you want? These premium online courses are self-study, so you can work on your own schedule. Sign up for Sarah's courses now at sarahwiseman.com. That's sarawiseman.com.
Okay, everybody, welcome back to Ask Sarah with Sarah Wiseman. I want to read, you know, I've been channeling a lot. I'm trying to put this up on the blog. I was putting it up monthly. Now I'm going to go to every couple weeks, maybe even every week. It's great to sign up. Go sign up for, on the website, it's called Free Gift, and you'll get the Daily Divine direct to your inbox. A lot of pretty interesting stuff going on there in the It's the channeling and the forecasts and everything else. All right, I'm going to just read a little bit from what I received a couple days ago. You have been given retreat from this personal private space. You, and this is not just me, but everyone, are tasked to face the bigger questions, which are how you live and how you die. This separation from distraction will shift you. You are no longer to move and forget, act and forget, always in distraction. You are now tethered as you have tethered other beings in the past and in the present, and you are asked to look at what loss of freedom feels like. You are now separated as you have separated people from other people, and you are asked to look at what classes and divisions and hierarchy feels like. The virus is the common enemy, but the virus is also the common denominator. No one is immune, although immunity will come quickly and as a surprise soon. You think there cannot be a surprise, an invention, a technology, a remedy, but the moment collective soul wills this, it is so. Right now, collective soul wills fear and death, and this is how things play. What if you don't want to be part of the collective soul who wills fear and death? It is time to apply your energy and to direct and uplift the understanding of those who do not yet understand. This is not a time to detach. In your retreat, this is for all of us, you have been given time and space for spiritual practice, a luxury many of you have not yet. Yet still, the wasted time, the screen time, the attaching to the fear of the collective soul, instead of using the time to lift collective soul to a new understanding. Forget about you. Release all worries about your family, your friends, your inner circle. Release all worries about your finances, your career, your plans. what is happening is bigger than any of that. And then we continue. This is a grand reset, and you are invited to look at how. What you eat, what you spend your time doing, what you spend your time thinking about. This is the time to sift and sort through all that has been karmic, the unhealed relationships to others and to yourself, what you have not done but have longed to do, what your calling is and why you have not answered it, all the ways fear, fear, fear pushes you down from living as your true self. We have sought to make ourselves heard, but our messages have fallen on deaf ears. We are not the virus. The virus arrives as a sign, a wake-up, a disruptor, the same way one who does not listen is provided with an illness, or one who does not tend to what is important is provided with an accident. This is not a punishment. It is a gift. For whenever you do not pay attention, you will be provided with new opportunities to pay attention. You will be given the opportunity to reset. At first, when you are first experiencing resets, it can be painful. Over time, as you learn to pay attention better, it becomes clear that it is easier for you to pay attention always so that these disruptions are not required. And when disruptors come, you have the awareness to know that a lesson is here, and the faster you relax into it and allow yourself to learn, the sooner you feel better. The virus is a grand disruptor. Surely you know it is not the only one. Since the shift into 12, there has been one disruptor after another, some human, some nature, some weather, some disease. In this time, many souls will leave. You had heard foretell of this before. Souls will leave, and many will immediately return to continue their work. We're going to wrap this up now so I can say goodbye to you guys. But I'm going to put this forecast on the blog probably tomorrow. Again, go and sign up for that on Daily Divine or Free Gift, and then you'll get that automatically coming to you. You won't have to hunt for it. Everybody, this is a spiritual situation we are in. This is brought by the universe to help us grow. Trust that. Release your fear. Release your anxiety. Understand that we are moving toward evolution and that we are doing this as a collective. I'm Sarah Wiseman, and I'll talk to you next week. And in the meantime, you can find me at sarahwiseman.com.
Want more of Ask Sarah with Sarah Wiseman? Tune in weekly for more divine teachings on living a soul-led life. Want Sarah's books, courses, and free gifts? Visit sarahwiseman.com.